If you had to make a list of all the powerful Washington institutions that have been hacked by Chinese cyber spies in recent years, you might be at it all night long. The list includes law firms, think tanks, news organizations, human rights groups, contractors, congressional offices, embassies, and federal agencies.
So what can we do? How can we fight it as we go to work and log on each and every day? Dimitri talked about it with Ken Colburn of Data Doctors, who says this is clearly the year of the hack.
I think you're going to hear more and more of this type of international hacking that you're seeing now. As far as mitigating some of these things, you know, we have to look at the kinds of things that they're doing. One of them is they're sending out booby-trapped PDF files. These are common files that are used in contract negotiations or distribution of information that's locked down instead of it being in a Word document. And they're counting on being able to exploit the PDF reader itself from Adobe. You can mitigate some of those attacks by actually using an alternative program that allows you to view PDF files. And the best way to actually mitigate that is, you know, what we've been preaching for the last 10, 15 years, which is just don't open file attachments. Now, the problem with that advice is that if it looks like you're getting an email from me, who you trust, and in fact, it isn't from me, it's been spoofed, and it has a document that basically looks like something that you need for a story that you're doing, you're likely going to open that file without thinking, and that's what they're counting on.
Exactly. So how would you know? I mean, I'm waiting for a file from my friend Ken. It arrives. Turns out it's something that these guys have put together to screw me up. How would I know?
If you and I had a conversation and I said, Dimitri, I'm going to send you this file tomorrow, today, whatever, and you're expecting it, then you're probably okay. It's when something appears out of the blue, you had no prior conversation, you have no point of reference. That's when you should always take a second, reply to that message from this so-called trusted source of yours or resource, and say, did you send this to me? And that's the easiest way to sidestep these very clever, what they call social engineering tricks.
Ken, you were just talking about maybe not using PDFs at all. What alternatives do we have?
You don't have much choice in using PDFs if that's the document type that is sent to you from friends and family. What you can do is use an alternative PDF reader instead of the much maligned and much attacked Adobe. For Windows users, you can look at something like Foxit, F-O-X-I-T. And for Mac users, there's a program you can look at. It's a free open source program called Skim, S-K-I-M. And since a lot of these booby-trap documents are trying to attack specific vulnerabilities in Adobe's reader, if you don't use Adobe's reader, that's one minor way to mitigate at least some of the attacks.
What else should we be thinking about tonight and next week as we head back to the office?
Well, the two biggest threats for anybody that has any responsibility in a business network are these spear phishing attacks, which is these cleverly crafted social engineering emails that look like they're from somebody you know, or in the case of a lot of these recent hacks, it looks like it's something from your HR department where you work. You know, they're getting very, very clever. So spear phishing is going to continue to get more sophisticated. The other thing that we're seeing, and we've actually dealt with somebody here on the left coast that was actually hijacked. Their entire network was held hostage and they were demanding a ransom. And they did a full military grade encryption of all that person's data on their network and said, pay me $3,000 within the week or the ransom goes up by $1,000 a week. Now, the way in which this was done was weak security around what's called a remote access point. And I was at a conference last week that a security expert from Visa Cardholder said that the biggest threat right now are remote management portals. We set these convenience technologies up so that if I'm at home and I need to pop into the office, I can, or if I'm on the road, if the CEO needs to pop in and take a look at something on the corporate network, they try to make it easy for that to happen. And unfortunately, weak passwords will allow this type of attack to occur, and you don't want to get caught up in one of these ransomware situations where they basically take over and hide all your data from you.
No, that sounds terrifying, but is a remote access point something as simple as being able to check your office email from home or on your phone or tablet?
It's not checking your mail from home. It's really more of you doing a remote access session. So let's say you want to remote in and use your computer at your office, or in this case, the Windows, what's called RDP, that's Remote Desktop Protocol, that's the one that's actually being attacked and focused on by random hackers. So we tell folks that aren't really technically savvy that they should look at alternative remote technologies such as LogMeIn, which is a free service, as that kind of takes you out of the path of that RDP attack. If you're in charge and you don't understand anything about technology, you need to talk to your technology staff, your IT people, your CIO, whatever, to make sure that these kinds of things are being addressed so that you can protect yourself.
That's Ken Colburn of Data Doctors. He joined us via Skype.